Hello, this is Paul Sullendrop, Wichita State Strategic Communications. This is the Roundhouse Podcast. This is the third and final episode of the introduction of Wichita State men's basketball newcomers. We're going to talk to Eric Stevenson, Jaime Echenique, and Ricky Torres. We'll talk Fortnite. Everybody said he is the king of Fortnite on the Shocker basketball team. We've saved him for last. We'll get his take on that. Thank you for listening. You can listen to all the Roundhouse Podcasts on wichitastate.tv. You can subscribe on iTunes. Let's get to the final three newcomers. Eric Stevenson, a freshman guard, 6'3" from Lacey, Washington. Eric, sum up the workouts, the practices to this point in two or three sentences for us.
Workouts have been very intense and hard on the body, but preparing us for the season and getting us stronger and quicker and faster.
If basketball didn't exist, what sport would you be playing?
Probably either football or baseball. Those are my other two sports that I played while I was growing up. I'd say probably football.
Football? What position did you play?
I played quarterback.
How about baseball?
I played pitcher.
Yeah. All right. Favorite book or a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Probably Rudy. Inspirational story.
Notre Dame football?
Dame football. Obviously a big-time football program. And just a cool story to watch.
Sure, the walk-on story.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the best Fortnite player on this Wichita State basketball team?
Best Fortnite player has to go to Ricky Torres. It seems like he's always getting a win every day. So.
Now, do you play Fortnite a lot?
I do play Fortnite. I'm decent at it. I'm not very good, though.
What's the, for those of us who don't play Fortnite, what's the key? How do you become a great Fortnite player?
You have to be able to build structures and ramps and stuff to be able to fight other people, and eventually kill them with whatever gun you got.
And Ricky being good at Fortnite, does that say good things about his point guard abilities? Are there any crossover helpful points there?
I mean, a good builder would mean you got to have good timing, good vision, and all that. So as a point guard, you have to have good timing to, run the play right, pass the right decision. I think it has some correlation.
Okay. That might have been a stretch, but you went with my question. I appreciate it. Golden State Warriors, are they so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
I do think they're too dominant for the NBA. I thought they were even too dominant last year without Boogie, but now that they got Boogie, I think it's going to be a clean sweep every series. I wish KD would have stayed at OKC, make the NBA more competitive. That's just me.
Do you have a favorite NBA team or NBA player?
I like Boston.
Boston, yeah. Who's your favorite player on that team?
There's a lot of good ones. There's Gordon Hayward, Kyrie, even Terry Rozier. So I'd say those three are pretty up there.
Which of the Shocker returners has been helpful in helping you adjust and figure out all this new college stuff?
Probably Samaje Jones and Marcus McDuffie, for sure. They helped me on the court a lot, tell me when to go, when to calm down, just slow it up. Probably those two.
Which of your teammates is the most difficult to guard when you're matched up in scrimmages or drills?
That's easily Samaje. He's too quick. He has a jumper. He has a tight handle, too.
We're here with Jaime. Jaime, pronounce your name for us so everybody can get acclimated to that.
Jaime Echenique.
Say that last name one more time.
Echenique.
Echenique.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Jaime is a 6'11" junior from Columbia, transfer from Trinity Valley Junior College in Texas. Sum up the summer workouts in two or three sentences for us.
Really hard, really tough. You can feel the transition from junior college to D1. You have to be getting more physically. You have to prepare your body. So we've been working on that.
If you weren't playing basketball, do you have another sport that you would be playing?
I think that my first sport was baseball, and then I had to change to basketball because of my school. But I would play baseball if basketball was out of my life.
What position did you play?
I played first base and left field.
First base and left field. Could you hit?
Yeah, a lot.
Home runs, gap to gap guy. How would you describe that?
A couple ones. Like, I was really young when I started to play baseball.
Favorite book or favorite movie?
I am a Harry Potter fan. I read the books and I saw all the TV shows, all the movies. And a Fast and Furious, that's my two big things I always watch. Doesn't matter how many times they pass on TV.
There are a lot of Harry Potter fans on this team. We've learned. Who's your favorite character? Your favorite
Harry Potter. Like,
Harry Potter.
It's crazy what happened with him all the time, and his history is like really interesting.
Who's the best Fortnite player on this team?
This team, I don't play Fortnite. I get so mad. Play Fortnite pisses me off. So I think that Ricky, he's really good. Like, he's really good at Fortnite.
The Golden State Warriors, are they so dominant that they're bad for the NBA?
I think that for me, it's not fair that a team have to have like four All-Star players for won a championship. So it's not even fair that I'm a LeBron fan, so I hope LeBron beat this team this year.
A lot of LeBron fans on this team as well. Which of the Shocker returners has been helpful in getting you adjusted?
Okay, I live with Marcus. I live with Samanje, Ara, and then they help me a lot. They are my roommates. We share a house. So Marcus is my sweet mate, and so I talk a lot with him. He always try to help me what I need all the time. He take care of me all the time. All of them always checking on me if they don't feel me in the house. So that's really I really like from there.
What's been the best piece of advice you've gotten as a Shocker basketball player?
What's the best thing? I think that how fast everybody's getting in. Like we really get it as a group, as a family, as a brotherhood. So it's really interesting how easy it was get this family together.
You're in there banging with the other big guys during practices. Who's the most challenging to guard?
Most challenging is how big they are. Like Morris is 250, 260 pounds. I am the most skinny one. So it's really hard to guard like Ashburn. It's really tough and big. And then Morris is also really, really strong. So they're really hard to guard.
Ricky Torres, a 6'3" junior guard from Pinellas Park, Florida, spent last year at Missouri State West Plains. Ricky, tell us about this, about practice to this point. How would you describe what you've been going through?
Practice has been incredibly intense. Greg Marshall, demands everybody's best, and he's not going to take anything less than that. So it's just been really intense, but really good.
If you weren't playing basketball, what sport would you be playing?
I'd be playing football. I played football growing up until about 9th, 10th grade, and I was pretty good at it. I really loved it, but things happened and ended up playing basketball.
What position did you play in football?
I played slot / wide receiver. I really, like to go up there and get balls over the cornerbacks.
Favorite book or a favorite movie?
I'd say my favorite movie, I have two of them. An older one is Major Payne. It's just incredibly funny to me. And then I also like Law-Abiding Citizen.
Here's the question we've been waiting for. Who's the best Fortnite player on this team?
There's no I in team, but I'd say I am the best Fortnite player on our team.
Tell me do you have a Fortnite strategy? Is it just lots of practice and repetition? How do you get to be such a good Fortnite player?
I like to think that I'm really good at building quickly, and I try and think about what the opponent is going to do before he does it, so I end up killing him pretty quick.
Okay, well, you've been the most popular choice. We've had a few guys who think they're challengers or think they're at the top of the list, but you've gotten most of the votes to this point. Golden State Warriors, so dominant that they're bad for the NBA.
I'm mixed about that, because I look at everybody bleeds, so everybody had the same amount of opportunities to get as good as the Warriors had. But at the same time, once you put that many all-stars on one team, it begins to – you just kind of know who's going to go to the championship and who's not. The Nets have no chance to beat the Warriors in the playoffs. That would never happen.
Do you have a favorite NBA team or an NBA player?
Favorite NBA team? I don't really follow teams. I like the – Thunder, only because Russell Westbrook plays for them. That's my favorite player by far.
Which of the Shocker returners has been helpful in getting you adjusted to college life?
All of them. I mean, they've all helped me in their own ways. McDuffie has been a really good leader for us. Rod definitely showed me, you know, the way around, you know, campus and just how things will go here. Ashbourne is just really, he's really precise with everything he does. He's on top of everything. He's a good role model for us. And Samaje, you know, being here last year playing my position, he's helped me incredibly, you know, with plays and things, you know, going on the court. So all of them have really helped me.
Which of your teammates gives you the most trouble when you gotta guard them in scrimmages or drills?
Just straight up Samaje, by far. He's just so quick, and he can shoot it from anywhere on the court. But I've also been switched onto some bigs, and it's hard to guard those guys down in the post too. So I don't know. It's out of that.